from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I had heard that before. That was Tomlin, I think, making it sound like it's not really two guys starting from the same place for the center competition. Nate Herbig and Zach Frazier. Herbig will likely start. Frazier will come in and play, I would think, a bunch of tonight's game. One of the rookie players that Steelers fans are excited about seeing for the first time in uniform in a game. Say goodbye to all your gutter problems with Gutter Helmet. Book a free estimate at gutterhelmet.com. We are counting you down to kickoff. Steelers and Texans. Do we have a line on this game, Donnie? You can bet these things. FanDuel has lines. They don't offer up props. I wish they did. Like, give me a Kyle Allen passing prop tonight. Oh, you know, God. Give me a LaMichael Perine rushing yard prop. Give me a Scotty Miller.
1-800-GAMBLER.
Receiver prop.
Looks like Houston -2.5.
Okay. C.J. Stroud expected to play. How about that?
I don't know if I...
That's a season ender if DeMarvin Leal rolls up on him.
Man, I don't love that. And you know, I think Ryan's is a very good head coach who's only going to get better. But oof, I'm not a fan of that at all if I'm a Texans fan.
Next hour, PM Team Steelers Texans White Hot Takes.
It's time for the PM Team Pittsburgh Houston White Hot Takes.
Ooh, listen to how hot that grill is, man. That one got put together quickly. I think I requested something to that effect earlier today.
Those takes were sizzling.
Molar.
And they will
Molesy.
Be. At 5:30. Do we have that, Donnie?
Molesy.
Steve Wilson.
Am I wrong to get mad about that or no?
Go to hell, Molesy.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does.
The Steelers just posted this to their Twitter account for fans who are going to watch football for the first time since last year's Super Bowl. And that's most people, I don't think. A big share of our audience watched the Hall of Fame game or watched Panthers and Patriots on NFL Network last night.
I did not.
Scott Zolak doing play-by-play.
Ringgold High.
Yeah. His dad was the coach there and athletic director. Did you know that?
I think I knew he was, one or the other. I didn't know if he was both.
Very smug, Scott Zolak. Well, I know he's one of us, but he's gone to Boston, and now I think he's very punchable.
Well, I kind of figured that that's what you were getting at.
Yeah.
Because I have remembered a lot of people saying that, but now as I say that out loud, I believe he's another Awaken 180 success story, so I think he's a great guy.
So I see Scott Zolak, and I just want to go, bam!
But there's a lot of muscle there where there might have been flab before.
The physical training of me? You're saying
for him, he lost all that weight.
So, yeah, now like he's upped his game and I've upped my game, too.
In different ways. But he being an NFL quarterback once upon a time might have you beat. I heard you, tough day at the gym though today.
It was not my best.
Now you gotta shower well.
But I'm getting better
because
I fought through it, exactly.
Push through the pain. Mike Tomlin, by the way, pounding the table for the idea that Nate Herbig's got a ton of center experience. Really?
No, he doesn't.
Like, what are we talking about here, Mike?
Do you have his stats pulled up?
I was like looking up on PFF while you were talking there. Two snaps at center in 2020. Two. Mm-hmm. How many do you think he had in 2021?
Zero.
He had 47.
Okay.
47 snaps at center. 2022, so we're at 49 cumulatively. Just stay with me.
Yep.
Zero the next year. Last year, zero snaps at center. He doesn't even have 50 snaps in regular season games in his entire career at center.
Yeah, Mike doesn't know what he's talking about. I
think he knows exactly how many snaps Herbig has had. I think he's just trying to create veteran-rookie dynamic here.
This is Max Starks describing the new NFL kickoff rule for those of you who haven't seen it, and we'll see it for the first time tonight.
The kicker will still kick off from his own 35, but his teammates will now line up on the opponent's 40. Which is 25 yards ahead of where they lined up in past years. And they cannot move downfield until the ball is either touched by the opponent or hits the ground. The receiving team must line up at least 9 players between the 30 and 35 yard line in what's being called the setup zone. And they're allowed a maximum of 2 players inside the landing zone, which is between the goal line and the 20. If a kickoff hits short of the landing zone, the receiving team automatically starts at their own 40-yard line. If it lands inside the landing zone and goes through the end zone, the drive starts at the 20. Any kick that is downed in or lands in the end zone and goes through results in a touchback to the 30-yard line. If a kickoff goes out of bounds, the receiving team takes possession on its 40-yard line. Finally, onside kicks are only permitted in the fourth quarter.
All right, Max Starks. Also,
I just lost a bunch of that in the middle. Like, I just zoned out. No more fair catches. Which ones get the ball back at the 20 for a touchback if the kick is all the way through the end zone?
No, if the ball is kicked through the end zone,
it's the 30.
Then it's the 30.
What was the 20 situation?
If the ball lands, if it's kicked off, and let's say the ball lands at the 2-yard line and then rolls into the end zone and it's covered up, then you'd get it back at the 20.
Incentivizing the return there. You got to return it.
Yep.
See, that's the... I have said this from the start. I am actually not in the group of people saying that they've ruined this or that they've screwed this up. They have, but not in the way people think. They have just attached too many rules and caveats to it to try to differentiate it from the original thing they were stealing from the XFL. No. This is our idea. It's got this little tweak. Why is there... Did the XFL have a setup zone, or did they all line up 5 yards apart and that
Where
was
is
it?
The setup zone?
Between the 30 and 35.
You were listening to that. Where is the... Where are the kickoff teams' 10 players lined up?
The 40.
Okay.
25 yards ahead of where they were last year.
Good job. What is the landing zone?
The goal line to the 20.
Okay. So you were listening. You were listening pretty good.
But I... Why do you need a land? Just have the return team be set up 5 yards away and go. Why is there a setup zone? Can they have it staggered where half the guys are set up on the 35 and half of them are set up on the 30?
I think they want them so close together so there's less risk for injury.
No, I understand that. So why are they giving them the option to be an extra 5 yards back? Why wouldn't you just have them set 5 yards apart?
So at the 35 and 40 instead
yes.
of...
Or they think that that's unfair to the return team. They need a little extra time to set up their blocks.
So those 9 guys then, like, they get to stagger it or they have to pick
That's what I was
line?
Just asking. Could 5 of them be on the 35 and the other 5 or the other 4 be on the 30?
Donnie, do you know the answer to that question?
Could they be...
Do all 9 guys have to be at like a certain yard line from the 30 to the 35 or
could
can
it
you
alternate?
Space them out?
Could it be a guy at the 35, next guy at the 30, back to the 35 and you go in a zigzag pattern? I'm asking this seriously and not to be a jackass.
So am I.
Like, I have no idea if you're allowed to do anything.
I never even
things.
Really thought of that.
Danny's been chewing gum hard at work figuring all this stuff out.
I think we're going to get to a point this season, and it might even be week 1. Where
they
teams just say, the hell with it, we're going to kick the ball through
back.
The end zone, and you're going to go 70 yards every drive.
What would be the way that it... So Belichick, when he was coaching, would have always been the guy to try to exploit this. I guess what would it have been? Try to kick a ball far enough away from the return man, but if they have 2 guys back there, it's hard to do that it bounces into the end zone in such a way that they just feel better smothering it? But that's such a narrow, like that, that's almost impossible.
I also heard the idea, I forget where, maybe it was Jeff that brought it up. I feel like somebody brought it up after one day at practice, just having a position player that can kick the football a decent distance so you don't like waste having a kicker out there.
Could you also, wait, can you fair catch these or no?
No.
Okay.
So Donnie's point is that Jeff brought up apparently is if you have a good athlete who can kick it,
like Ocho Cinco.
That
back
way,
in the
last line of defense is not athlete. A kicker. It's actually someone who's a football
wouldn't it
player.
Be somebody who ideally is an off or a defensive player? Because we've seen Gronk be the last line of defense on a Hail Mary and that worked horribly. You wouldn't want to risk like a wide receiver.
Yeah, so, I would think like a Minkah Fitzpatrick.
Well, Justin Reed, we know. Remember Justin Reed would kick some?
Yeah, he has.
Justin Reed would be like an example of this. But again, isn't he a starter quality guy? Who's he
for Houston now?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe we'll see him do it tonight. That would be pretty wild.
But no, but nobody's going to risk, even though the play is supposed to be a lot safer. I don't think anyone's really going to risk
until
they have to.
If you had to take a guess on the Steelers roster who the best defensive player is,
who could also kick,
who would it be for you?
Minka's up there, but I would think Peasy probably.
Oh, because of the celebration?
Yeah.
The kick celebration?
Or, I mean, then TJ Watt gets that high knee up there.
I'm going to shock you. I'm going to go Benton.
Is he in Dominican Sue or something?
I just think the guy he was a wrestler, football player. I think he can do it all.
Wouldn't we have already heard somebody say at practice, like, word leaks out, DeMarvin
no.
Leal.
Actually, I'm taking that back. Pretend I never said it. Highsmith. Baseball player,
Pickleball. Fantastic
hand-eye coordination. Exactly.
You kick with your feet.
I know.
Hand-eye. Hand,
foot-eye. Has anyone ever said that before?
No, you're a first. What if they had used Kenny for this last year, if it had existed? They found out Kenny was just terrific on kickoffs.
Well, you're allowed to have a 12th guy out there. Someone is allowed to be back there to hold the ball on the tee in windy conditions and then run off the field. With Kenny's dainty hands, he would have been great at that.
Just pick up that tee, scoop that bad boy up.
Well,
and
I'm saying just,
there.
You know, his fingers when he puts it on the ball.
Oh, very delicate. There's still a lot of surface area to kick while missing his fingers.
Correct.
But the wind might have been too strong and would have blown the ball off the tee anyway.
I didn't think about that.
I'm holding it for all I can, Coach.
He's playing tonight.
He's going to be the Kyle Allen of that game, potentially. He's fighting for his backup life right now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.